Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We are celebrating Bicycle Day today.
I saw a DUI guy on the way to work this
morning.
Did
you really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jeans?
And it's 39 degrees in our city today.
Yeah, he was heavy. He was, like, plodding his way up this hill. He was not. I don't think that was a choice.
No, it's DUI guy. Do you have jeans on? If you had jeans on.
Yeah, jeans, sweatshirt.
People who bike recreationally generally aren't fat.
Well, they can be. They just don't wear jeans.
Right.
You know. They can be. No, you can't. You have to start sometime.
Sure. I understand that.
Man, I remember a time where the bicycle jeans guy was one of our weekend overnight guys.
Yeah, and it
was
DUI guy, right?
It was the winter, man, and he was riding the bike to work.
The UI guy, right?
Yeah. And our studio was in the middle of nowhere at that point.
It was, yeah.
I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, very much so.
Don't drive drunk, kids.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, well, I'm not right. You got
You'll
caught.
Be riding a bike
he got
with,
caught.
With jeans.
But that's not what Bicycle Day is all about.
No.
It's not
what's it all
that's
about?
What we made it about.
Bicycle Day celebrates the discovery of lysergic acid diethylamide.
LSD.
Commonly known as LSD. Bicycle Day is the anniversary of the first planned acid trip.
So it's not that kind of Bicycle Day?
What? Well, it's sort of. Let's hear the story. It was on April 19th of 1943 that Albert Hofmann, a researcher at Sandoz Laboratories in Switzerland, purposefully ingested 0.25 milligrams or 250 micrograms of LSD at his lab. He thought that this was the threshold dose, the lowest amount taken where there are still effects, when in reality, the threshold dose for LSD is only 20 micrograms. He took 25. Or, I'm sorry. It's only 20 micrograms. He took 250.
Whoa.
Tripping balls.
Yeah.
Bicycle, yeah. Bicycle. Now then, you know, Todd has done some things where he thought it was a much lower dose, and it turned out to be a much higher dose.
Slept for 17 hours, right?
Oops, like 10 times higher.
Well, that's what this. Well, this is
that's
more than that. Yeah. This is more than that, and it's acid.
But he did it on purpose, didn't he? Or did he not know how much he was taking?
I said he thought he was taking the lowest threshold dose.
Oh, and he took 10 times that.
Well, more than that. Yeah, he took 250 micrograms where it should have taken 20. Within an hour, he began to notice changes in his perception and senses. He decided that he should go home, so he got on his bicycle and began riding. Bicycle. That's where Bicycle Day comes in with
that's
acid.
Why, really?
Yeah. So he hopped on his bicycle and started riding. Because the drug was already affecting him, he had his assistant at the laboratory guide him to his house. At times during his bicycle ride, he thought he was going insane. Thought his neighbor was a witch. Thought the LSD had poisoned him.
Fun day.
He later wrote in LSD, "My problem child, everything in my field of vision wavered and was distorted as if seen in a curved mirror. Also had the sensation of being unable to move from the spot. Nevertheless, my assistant later told me that we'd traveled quite rapidly. A doctor got to his house to check up on him and found nothing out of the ordinary with him besides his dilated pupils, so the doctor reassured him that he was going to be okay. And when the guy heard this, when Hoffman heard this, he started enjoying the colors, started enjoying the shapes he was seeing. He said they're a kaleidoscope of circles and spirals."
How do you make it home on his bike then, man?
Well, he did. He was fine.
He was guided by
his assistant. He felt he was less fine than he was.
Yeah. Probably not in a straight line.
No.
He was
so terrible. His experience showed that the drug could shift consciousness at low doses. He thought that because of its introspective quality, it could be used psychiatrically, but did not foresee it being used recreationally.
Dude.
Yeah. Now I'm curious what the actual, you know, catching a buzz dose is. Because they must have had it down.
Well, this says 20 micrograms.
Yeah, 50 years later. Because I never had, I did it 3 or 4 times. Never had a bad trip. Mm.
I got close a couple times.
To a bad trip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where it just seems like work to keep yourself kind of like tethered to like a decent trip. You're like, not going there, not going.
And this is what scares me about hallucinations.
Public use of the LSD began when some psychiatrists, academics, and other medical professionals began taking it recreationally and sharing it with their friends, dude. By the mid-60s, it was illegal on a Schedule 1.
Yeah, okay. Most of the times I did it, it was outdoors. We were in the woods or out in the desert, and I was around people I was comfortable with. I might not have liked it in a social situation. Hell, I don't like it in social situations when I'm sober.
If they were all tripping, then was anybody there to guide you guys in case somebody wanted to walk off a cliff? I hate to sound like a...
No.
You
know,
okay.
No.
Okay, that's the key. Yeah. You need one person. It's not tripping, right?
Yeah, well, I don't want to be that guy.
No, I don't want to be the guy that stays sober and drives everybody either. I mean, it's just not what I'd rather just not go.
Yeah. The one time I got closest to a bad trip, I was at an apartment where my friends were supposed to meet up with me, and somebody gave me acid there, and then my friends did not show up.
Oh, you know anybody?
So I'm just looking around the room being like, okay, this is like coming, and I got to get out of here. I don't know any of these people. I've got to go.
Right.
I had to drive all the way across town to like where my friends actually were. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Why didn't you show up? Then I'm the only one tripping at that house. That was weird, but at least I knew them. So like, it was a mess.
It is a mess, man. Love the story, though.
But I'd rather be the only one tripping.
I know.
Amongst people I know than like tripping where everybody's tripping and I don't really know.
Exactly, right. Them. Craig was in a van when a guy tried to suck face him. He
not barely, true at all. That did not happen. That is that. Completely untrue.
Barely knew that.
Not completely untrue.
That was ecstasy.
Barely knew that guy.
That was not LSD.
You're going to suck face the dude, maybe somebody you know.
See, even the time
I've said that before. Yeah.
That's why Nick had to drive over to his friend's house.
Yeah.
There was one time I thought I died.
Yeah.
And even that wasn't a bad trip. Because I woke up and I realized I wasn't dead.
Yeah. See, I would call that a bad trip.
Yeah.
If I was tripping and thought I was dead.
Well, as soon as you wake up, you feel better.
He might not have felt bad about it.
I suppose that's true.
It all depends on how you feel about it.
Yeah, I remember laying in the back
seat. You feel relieved when you woke up. Because, you know, you have a bad dream, you wake up, you feel really good.
That's what it was.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. But the dream had to be horrible, though.
I was laying in the back seat of the car, and I recall the angelic chorus of You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Stones was playing.
Oh, you're probably watching The Big Chill, that's why. Yeah.
Was it playing, or were you just hearing it?
No, it was actually playing, and I thought I was spiraling into death. And then I realized, I'm not.
And your Big Chill was on the theater.
That was good news. Right. No, the Stones album was in the cassette player.
Got it. But still, that song plays at his funeral.
That's right. You know?
See, that's where the work of it comes in, though. Where you're like, I feel like I'm spiraling towards death. You're like, no, I'm not. Like, on if you're not tripping, you don't have to worry about that.
Thank you, Nick. I'm with you on that. Or just not trip, and don't worry about spiraling towards death.
Because that trip happened about the time that movie came out.
Of course
so
it did.
It may have been in my head.
I bet it was, yeah.
Yeah, see, I just, any drug where you might take it and have a horrible experience, I just...
Might, I know.
You know?
I don't want to do it either.
That turns me off.
Yeah, that's why I just want to do mushrooms again.
There you go.
Never had a bad experience.
Yeah, but people have.
But that's you just could.
Me. People
that's
have.
Just me. Yeah.
You hear about people having a bad trip. A bad trip is a thing.
Right.
So it obviously happens to somebody.
Right.
I've seen it happen, and I think I was, you know, just teetering on the edge enough where I don't think I'd want to give it another shot.
There you go.
And I'm paranoid enough to think that if I did it once, I would have a bad trip.
Oh, yeah.
And it would scare the hell out of me.
Well, you've already talked yourself into a bad trip.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, you're not spiraling towards death, man.
I'm not watching.
You'll
puss.
Be all right.
I can watch them. I'm not watching.
Y'all
I'm
fine.
Not trusting any of you people.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we would. We would definitely teabag.
We would
you.
Not mess with you.
We'd be teabagging you.
Well, okay, that's not messing.
I dreamt
with
there
you.
Were balls in my forehead. You didn't dream anything, buddy.
That was always the worst when you were tripping and people found out you were tripping. That they'd go ooh, like make lines in front of your face and stuff. I'm like you're an ass. You're like, I can see through your crap.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if I know somebody that I would trust well enough to be my trip guide.
No. Without giving you some crap, messing with you a little bit, right?
No.
I'd bring I'd bring in a black helicopter.
Oh, yeah. Nobody here.
No. No, not in a million years.
We would all mess with you.
Yeah. Well, and if you were tripping around me, I would mess with you, too. Yeah.
Right.
It's expected. These are not trustworthy faces.
No.
See, I wouldn't mess with you.
What if they're melting?
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Washington State could become the first state in the union to ban the sale of new gasoline-run cars.
Yeah, libtards.
Oh, they're taking away our gas.
It has been sent to the governor for a signature. The bill would ban the sale of new gas cars by the year 2030.
Cool.
In Washington, in California and Massachusetts, they already have laws prohibiting the sale of new gas cars by the year 2035. This would put Washington ahead of them.
It's going that way.
If everything goes gasless, gas stations are going to be the weirdest places.
I know.
Because they'll just be little huts that sell potato chips and beef sticks.
Well, they'll lose out to other places that just designed a place, just come in and buy potatoes. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Some of them will be ghost towns.
Oh, yeah.
Or they'll put in charging stations.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They'll all be
charging stations.
Maybe a couple of gas pumps, a couple of charging stations.
Hey, you still need a hot dog, Nick. Come on.
Yeah, you do. And hot dogs on a roller.
Or a corn dog if you're a freak like Nick.
Right? Yeah, a generation from now, some kid will be like, why is there a hut every 8 miles that has all this crap food? They used to sell gas.
They sell gas. What's that, Dad?
Yeah. It's a fossil fuel.
It's moving forward.
You're old.
Yep, you're right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.